Jesus took her by the hand and lifted her up. Amen. The book of Mark, list of all the Gospels. This Gospel book is 16 chapters in length, and if you read it out loud, it would take you about 90 minutes to hear the full story of Jesus according to Mark. The shortest book with only 16 chapters, and yet over half of the first 10 chapters of this Gospel of Mark are composed of miracle healing stories. The rest of the book is made up of parables, which are stories that are told by Jesus. And then the last few passages of this gospel are about Rome's conspiracy to kill Jesus. In the book of Mark, we don't have a narrative about the genealogy of Jesus, where the author tries to trace Jesus's lineage back to King David. And we don't have a birth narrative whereby we hear the story of the wise men or the virgin birth. Mark simply says that Jesus was the son of Joseph, a carpenter, and that Jesus is from Nazareth. And in the gospel, we don't have a lot about Jesus's death either. From Mark's perspective, there is nothing very special about the birth of Jesus or his death. What we gather from the book of Mark is that the most special thing about Jesus was the way he lived. And so this book, this Gospel of Mark, is all about the life of Jesus. 16 chapters, 90 minutes of miracles and healings and parables, all about living a good life. In the book of Mark, as Jesus hangs on the cross of the empire, breathing his last breath, Mark has the people say to one another, "He saved others, let him save himself." But as we know, he doesn't. Jesus doesn't save himself. In the book of Mark, Jesus' only focus is healing others. And this one fact about Jesus tells us the whole story. Miracles. In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus and his friends were at temple. And as they left, they headed to Simon and Andrew's house for a meal. Going for a meal after church, it seems, is a ritual that dates back even before Jesus. We come together to be fed at this table, and then it seems we go for brunch. Or we have folks over for a meal. Eating together is healing. In a shared meal, we connect and we tell stories. We support one another, both in mind, body, and heart. Eating together is essential for community. And so these men leave temple to go for a meal at Simon and Andrew's home, but when they arrive, Simon's mother-in-law is sick, so no meal for these men. And then it says Jesus took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately she began to serve them. Now, a group of women theologians gathered together to discuss and share their knowledge about the Gospels. And it turns out that the word in the story in Greek, diakonosis, or served, in English has actually been misinterpreted for centuries. These women together discovered that the word correctly interpreted actually means make your own dinner and let your mother rest. Crazy, right? This is why we need women theologians helping us to interpret scripture. I mean, you understand one word differently and the whole story changes. But But 2,000 years ago, it seems the miracle of men being able to cook for themselves had not yet occurred. So when they arrived, this unnamed woman, who is the mother of Simon's unnamed wife, is sick. So they have no meal to eat together. They have a problem, no meal, and a sick mother-in-law. So yeah, we may say, let her rest and get better, but you see, the real problem wasn't that she was sick or that the men didn't have a meal. The real problem was that this unnamed woman was isolated, alone, and could not do the work she was meant to do. The real problem here was that she was separated from her community and her role within it. So seeing this, Jesus takes her by the hand and lifts her up, and she begins to serve them. Now, because of this, she is brought out of isolation, out of her room, out of her illness, and back into meaningful work in her community. Over half of the first 10 chapters of the book of Mark are stories of Jesus healing people, but 100% of those healing stories are stories of Jesus bringing people out of isolation and back into community. Jesus heals the blind man, the leper, the woman who is bleeding, the paralyzed man. In those days, all of these people, because of their illness or disease, would have been cast out, separated from their community and their work. And thus, all of these people would have become both lonely and poor. All of these people would have then been living on the edge of society, with no power to change their fate. Friends, it is not death Jesus is trying to thwart through miracles. Jesus is restoring health back to people through connecting them back to their community and restoring community back to its original purpose. In chapter 2 of Mark, a group who had man, Jesus says to the man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Hearing this, some of the people gathered said, "Who is he to forgive sins? Only God can do that." Jesus responds and changes his language. Instead, Jesus says to the paralyzed man, "You are healed. Get up and go home." Forgiven, healed, restored to community. We hear this again in chapter 5 from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed and healed by Jesus begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people." Jesus heals people so they can go back into their community, and that is a miracle. Jesus heals people so their dignity is restored and they can go back to work, and that is a miracle. Jesus heals people so they are not alone, isolated, and on the edge of society with no power, and that is a miracle. Jesus heals people in order to heal community, and that is a miracle. Miracles. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, when the disciples are oohing and awing over Jesus' power to perform miracles, Jesus says to them, "You who have faith will do even greater things than these." It's as if Jesus knew about Alexander Fleming and penicillin. Or like Jesus already knew about the 16th century French surgeon Ambrose Pare, who designed the first prosthetic legs for war victims. Or like Jesus knew about Dorothy Day and the Catholic worker movement, where people who were lonely or abandoned would be taken in and loved in community. You get my point, right? If we understand a miracle to be actions that bring people out of isolation and back into community, then we can do even greater things. And in fact, we already have miracles. For Mark, there was not a lot that was so special about Jesus' birth and not too much to say about his death. But there is an hour and a half, if read out loud, about miracles and parables on how to live well in community, how to bring people from the edges of society and restore their health through connection. Friends, anything you do for someone who is isolated, poor, lonely, or on the edges of society, anything you do to take them by the hand and lift them up, that is a miracle. Because in the end, Jesus didn't save himself. In the end, we learn from Jesus, the true miracle is not that those he healed didn't die, but that they went back home to their community and they lived. What we learn from the Gospel of Mark about the life of Jesus is that the true miracle in this world isn't how we were born or how we die. It is about how we live, how we really live. And we learn from Jesus that really living isn't about saving yourself. It's about taking others by the hand and lifting them up. And when we do that, that is a miracle. Amen.